FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Friday. How are we today?
Good.
Feeling pretty good now that I've had this delicious coffee.
Yeah, thank you to our listener Nathan for dropping those off to us.
Yeah. Very kind.
We have the best listeners.
I do.
Jade, interesting. We always talk about, you know, your grumpy times of the month. And I think this morning's quite interesting because just in conversation with Crevo and Jackson, we all woke up at 1:30 this morning.
You all synced up.
Yeah, that's
bizarre. What's the go there?
I don't know, but apparently it happens, so I've been told.
Like men sync up?
Yeah.
How interesting, because I woke up and big shock. I thought that Emmy was, of course, next to me, but it turns out it was just a pillow. She'd gotten up for something else and appeared at the door. So I was, like, seeing her twice at the same time. I was like, this
spooky.
Is freaking me out.
And you know what's weird is that, like, we all went out for lunch work a day ago. And after one lunch, you guys, swing, all synced, all waking up at the same time.
Yeah, very strange. Well, my phone was dead. I thought it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, no.
Very big relief when you realise you've got heaps of sleep to go still.
Oh, I'm a bit grumpy this morning because, you know, when you're in such a deep and restful sleep and then you wake up from it and
yeah.
you think, oh, I've only got 3 or 4 hours left.
Yeah.
And I went into another deep and restful sleep, woke up 7:10, Jade's five, and Jade's messaging me going, I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm.
Had to rush, no good.
Because I had to pick Maddie up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, you've committed to it now. He helps you with anything and you give him lifts.
Yeah, it's true. Had to go pick up another plant yesterday.
Well, there's a big surprise.
And use Maddie's man muscles.
Yeah, do you know what? I see how she operates. There's a gentleman there that's selling his house, getting rid of all the plants, and she goes to buy one and she ends up with three. Because she's like, hey, do you think that I could maybe have this one too?
No, I didn't. He'd already said, oh, is there any other ones you'd like? He offered. I didn't just go and say it off the bat. Mate gets jealous when people...
When you get something for free.
People might give me something for free. It's like, mate, calm down.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days today.
Don't take shots and leave half the story out. You can't do that.
Hey, next guys, though, we've got to talk about Julie Goodwin, former MasterChef winner. There's this little conversation going on Twitter, and some random user said, what's something you could say both during adult cuddle time and while cooking?
It's like clean and dirty.
Yeah, that's right. And she said, if a skewer comes out clean, it's ready to eat.
Julie Goodwin, hey?
Who would have thought?
Wholesome Julie Goodwin.
Anyway, I've got the if it's clean and dirty at the same time cooking edition up next for you.
Okay, Bruno Mars, just the way you are. Right now, kicking off your Friday, it's 6:08 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning. Bruno Mars, just the way you are, live across Newcastle. Currently 14 degrees in the city, top of 19 on the coast. Showers about this morning.
So, Julie Goodwin, everyone's talking about this tweet that she's done. They're calling it an X-rated tweet. This is after a random Twitter user said, what's something you could say both during adult cuddle time and cooking? And she said, of course, if the skewer comes out clean, it's ready to eat. Now,
a bit filthy, isn't it?
A little bit. On
for a very wholesome
person.
Betty Crocker type person.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she's allowed to have a, you know, she's allowed to say that. Why are people so up in arms about
it? It's disturbing.
It's just funny.
One of her followers just said...
It's like Fred Flintstone's wife from the cartoon blurting out the comments.
You know what? If you actually follow Julie Goodwin on Twitter, she's quite controversial with some of the things she says. So I'm not surprised by this.
Okay.
Funny, though.
Absolutely. And I thought what we could do is pick up some other cooking instructions from around the internet that could fall into to both the clean and dirty categories.
You've compiled some.
Yes, I've scoured through some recipes to try and find some that could be just misinterpreted, all right? So the first one is for a coleslaw-type salad, right? This is for an Argentinian coleslaw. It says, carefully peel back the carrot, ensuring the strips are nice and smooth. Possibly clean and dirty? Maybe. All right. Next one.
Well, I mean, filthiness is subjective, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's if true. Your mind went there, your mind went there.
That's right.
It didn't.
Scoop up 2 saucy meatballs and carefully place them in position. Another meatball recipe.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one for like a barbecue type thing. If the sausage pops, turn down the heat.
Yeah, that's better.
That's definitely clean but dirty.
Clean but dirty at the same time. All right, here we go. Here's another one. This is for like a bruschetta type thing. Carefully squeeze the mozzarella balls until all the liquid has been drained.
Oh, that's definitely clean but dirty.
All right, and one more to wrap things up. Another barbecue sort of thing. To test if the sirloin has been cooked properly, press it with the spatula. The feel should be similar to pressing the inside of your hand. Not so much.
Do you know what I've taken from this?
What?
You're much more PC than Julie Goodwin Creeper. Really.
She's the one with the filthier mind.
You could have went a little bit further, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, I was looking up real cooking instructions. I wasn't just making them up.
Good job, Creebo.
God, imagine if Julie Goodwin was on the show with you, Creebo. You wouldn't know what to do.
Well, that's absolutely
true. You'd be blushing.
She used to do radio.
Well, did she? Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, down on the New South Wales Central Coast.
Yeah. What's in Jade's box up next? We have a $50 Hippo Espresso voucher at Warner's Bay.
Delicious
food. Very good reviews on this cafe.
Good coffee as well. Treat yourself this weekend.
Sounds like a fun place to have one too.
Yeah.
Hippo Espresso.
Ooh.
I think they have hippos painted on the walls.
I hope so, because that's the reason like that pops to mind if I was to go there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, put together sentence.
Yeah, thanks. I'm still waking up. What's in my box? I'm going to give it a shake. Here we go.
All right, first clue. This could get touched to your lips.
13:10:09, the lines are open. The Friday edition of What's in Jade's Box, 16 past 6. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
UFM.
The
What's in Jade's Box? $50 Hippo Espresso voucher to spend at Warner's Bay on the Esplanade on us. All you've got to do is identify what's in Jade's Box, rather. Give it a shake, please.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
First clue, Creebo.
It can get touched to your lips.
Okay, let's go to Michelle. Good morning. Hello, Michelle. Hey, doll. How are you today?
Oh, yeah, really good. How are you, Jade? How are you, Creebo? And how are you, Matt? I haven't met you yet, but I've met the other two.
Oh, that's all right.
We're good, thank you.
We've met through voice.
Over the phone.
Over the phone, Michelle. What are you doing right now?
Getting ready for work, love.
Oh, yeah. What do you do for work?
Well, actually, talk about these frontline people and the nurses, and they're all great and everything, but there's also us that go and feed the elderly. Nobody really says thank you to any of us. But anyway.
Big thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you from all of us.
Thank you.
Is this the same Michelle that went to the football with
Yeah, I've got that. I know. Yeah, you know the Michelle.
Yeah.
The famous Michelle. Again? Well, I haven't been back to the footy since, so to be fair. Yeah.
Let's go again. Let's all go.
Hey, it's a possibility.
Yeah. Reunion. Okay. Michelle, what's inside Jade's box?
Oh, you know what? That could be clean and dirty too. But anyway.
it's definitely good.
I got no idea, to be honest.
Well, you just wanted a chat.
When you said touch the lips, I was like, come on, guys.
Give her another clue, Creebo.
Maybe, I don't know, lip gloss. It's not, but, you know.
You know what? You're right.
You're 100% right.
No way!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Are you sure signed your list before you check our case, boss. That's awesome.
Michelle, what a treat you must be going into the old people's home at this time.
They must love you.
Yeah, we have a ball. I have a ball with them.
Oh, you're in the perfect job, it sounds. Yeah, well, have a great day and enjoy that $50 Hippo Espresso voucher.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yes.
Can I come in and pick it up and say hello?
Yeah,
of course you can.
Of course you can.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Yeah, after the show.
I mean, during business hours.
Yeah.
Between 9.30 and 12 we'll be here.
Yeah, I was
so
just about to say by around 12 because then you guys have got other little bits of work to do.
That's
yeah.
Right. Thank you, Michelle. Enjoy that voucher. See you after the show.
Yeah, always a treat chatting to Michelle.
Yeah. Coming up after the news, we are doing Love It or Loathe It before 7 o'clock, guys. And we've got a very special prize to give away a little bit later in the show. So stand by for that. At 6.26, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
It is indeed a Feel Good Friday here at New FM. All day while you work after 9 o'clock, all the tracks that make you feel good inside, guys.
That's right. Music affects you, you know.
Yeah, we've got a track for you in a second. But 131009 this morning, we're after your awkward parent walk-ins. Do you guys have parents that know no boundaries? Like, they'll just walk into your room, like, without knocking?
Yeah.
Your parents are like that, Crevo?
A little bit. Well, like, my childhood bedroom just had, like, a curtain.
When I had a boyfriend around, Mum would, obviously.
Just checking.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Making sure we're up to no good. So she didn't do the knock once and say, wakey, wakey, no playing wake the snakey.
Well, I'm 30, and whenever I stay over at my mother's house, straight in the room, no knocking. I'm like, that's very inappropriate. Very awkward. My friend had an issue recently, took his partner back home. They're obviously, you know, doing the deed. Ooh. And his mother just walked straight in the room. They were completely starkers.
Oh, no.
Mid-play.
Oh, what have you?
Mid-playoffs, you know, and jeez. It's just no good. He's very, very unhappy about the situation.
They were just doing a bit of work on the workbench.
Some parents are like that, though, aren't they? They just walk in.
Well, they just don't think their little angel could be up to
anything.
To anything, you know.
Got some advice for your parents out there. They are. 131009, awkward parent walk-ins. We've got prizes on offer today. We're going to do it after this Feel Good Friday song, guys. Big Audio Dynamite, The Globe at New FM. Good morning. Big Audio Dynamite, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM for your Feel Good Friday, all day at work, 6.41.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13.10.09 this morning, what did your parents walk in on? We've got prizes on offer, call the show and share your story. My friend recently went back home with his partner. Parents just walked right in during the deed. No good. It's no good.
Mid encounter.
Very awkward.
When they're doing their homework, the parents should stay out of the room.
That's right. If you're doing some, you know, work on the workbench, like a bit of handiwork, you don't want to be walked in on while you're mid-concentration.
It happens a lot, though. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are. When your parents are nosy, they just still continue to be nosy right well into your 30s and 40s, I'm sure.
Does this happen to you at your home with your mum?
When you visit?
Because you stay at your house a bit, fair bit.
Yeah. So, when I was a teenager, it was a nightmare. You know, when you're just discovering things and you know.
Exactly.
Under the you well, like to snuggle in winter under the cover. It's very hard. She just kept on coming in, very awkward.
You're trying to study, you know, woodwork and DIY and stuff. And she's just busting in the workshop.
Like, a simple knock will suffice. Like, no need to just burst in.
You only need a few seconds to get rid of, you know, any what you're up to, or, you know, stop the project, if you will.
Stop the project.
So that you can have a chat. You don't need long.
You know what? I blame that movie American Pie.
You blame it?
Yeah. I think everyone, you know, that incident with the pie in the movie.
I think it would be hard up to find someone that's actually doing that, Jade.
Oh, I don't know. I reckon a lot of
Jade's like, quick trip to Baker's Delight.
Have you? Do you know somebody that has?
I bet you if I asked around my group of friends, I could find someone that I went to school with who attempted it.
Made apple pie donuts.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I suggest you ask them and bring us the report next week, because that's a heaps better story for the radio.
You're very close with your family, Jade. I don't think you would care if your mum walked in.
Oh, look, she'd probably just shut the door, say, sorry.
Sorry.
Leave you to it. Walk away.
Got a comment through on Facebook. Jordan says, lied to my dad about a friend coming over for a sleepover. 11 p.m. rolls around. Dad quietly walks down the basement stairs to say hi, switches lights on, and sees my girlfriend and I. He then says, that doesn't look like Grant, and then runs upstairs. To be honest, if I was his parent, I'd be more worried that Grant was in there.
Well, yes, there's that. That's not where I left my keys.
That's a great story. Oh, guys, love it or loathe it. After this, I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic, and it involves your fur babies.
Okay, of course it does. 6:44, a new FM. Tops of 16 degrees around the lake today. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. For some peace of mind. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This morning, I'm going to get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. All right, guys, bogan pet names.
3, 2, 1, go!
So is this like calling your dog Dazza or something, is it?
Yeah.
Loathe it.
No, yeah, I'm going to say loathe it as
like
well.
Like Bundy.
Bundy.
You know what?
Actually, I'm flipping. I love that.
Bundy Rum. A lot of my friends in Queensland name their dogs Bundy because they're like, oh, Bundy Rum, love it.
Especially if you've got a big white fluffy dog that looks a bit like the polar bear.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'm suddenly into it now.
Yeah, we grew up, like, I can't talk, like, I can say this because we had a dog called Chaos. Oh, yeah, that's pretty bogan.
Was it chaotic?
No, it wasn't. It was this big bull mastiff. I'm like, Chaos.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Good chaos. Good chaos.
Good chaos.
Bad chaos.
But yeah, Maddie.
Yeah, my little sister just purchased a dog last night and she's called it Coda with a K.
Not even bogan. Cody?
Very bogan.
Yeah.
Coda.
Isn't that funny, the different levels of, like, naming your dog after an alcoholic beverage? Like, if you were to call your dog Espresso after an espresso martini, you'd be like, fancy, espresso.
Espresso.
Midori, though.
Midori, Bundy. No good.
Malibu. No thanks.
Oh, there you go.
What about Jimmy?
Jimmy's
acceptable, I feel.
Yeah, well, you can claim nothing to do with Jim Beam, even though every one of your friends will know it to be true.
We had Cody. That's probably pretty bogan, would you say, or is that normal? We had a cattle dog called Cody.
So did you have you've got Coda.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You had Cody. Yeah.
Cody's
up there.
I had a dog growing up called Rusty. I feel like that's a standard dog's name.
Yeah, that's
name,
a very Rusty. Standard...
Rusty. Not if it's named after a lemon, Rusky.
Rusty with a T.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know,
like
rusty right. piece of metal.
Like rusty... No, I'm not saying it even.
I know where your mind was going.
Where'd the sheriff's badge go?
I don't know.
3 minutes to 7 here in UFM. Do we have a pet birthday today, Jade?
No, but if you have a pet birthday coming up, register them online at newfm.com.au.
Okay, doing it next. New FM, good morning.
The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello. New FM.
The official.
The Novos.
So I have to disappear quickly for an hour after the show, and I sent a message to you guys last night. I was like, look, guys, I have to quickly zip away.
For an hour?
For an hour. I've got to take an early lunch break, and then I'll come back. And you, Crevo, you're like, we all said, yeah, that's cool, but you didn't get the full context of what I was doing.
I don't know what you... Yeah, I have no idea what you're doing.
She also has sneaking her husband's away car for. Today.
Yeah.
Strangely.
Yeah, so we had to do switch cars because yesterday I went and bought a plant. I did pay for it. And while I was...
Well, one of them.
One of them. While I was there, the guy said, look, I'm actually moving interstate. Oh. If you want, I'll give you a couple extra of these plants. I said, oh, thank you. That's very kind. I said, and I even went to my wallet and I said, look, I wish I had more to give you, but I honestly only got $40 out at the ATM. He's like, look, don't be silly. It's my gift to you. And I was like, that's really, really kind.
Jay took his favourite plant for free.
No, he wants them to go to a good home. Anyway, so...
You could have gone around the corner to the ATM and gotten an extra 20 out for him.
So anyway, I said, thank you very much, and we went on our way. Anyway, he contacted me because he knew how much I loved the plants, and because I was like, wow, this one reminds me of leprechauns, and this one, like...
You should have seen his face. He's like, okay.
Okay,
he's thinking, yeah, a bit crazy, but that's okay. Anyway, he contacted me, and he said, look, I know you really, love the plants.
Mm.
There's a couple left over. I want them to go to a good home. I'm leaving at this time today at, like, I think it was, like, 10. If you come before then, you can take what's left. He's like, I'd like you to have
Jade's dream.
So I said, thank you very much. It's so sweet of you. So I've got Ben's car, because I don't know what's left.
He's going to stock up on all the free plants. For $40, you have won the plant lottery.
Well, you know what?
You really have.
If I had to move home interstate and all my plants that I've got over time, I'd want someone who I knew... That I was selling
you
them
trust
to.
Them.
Yeah,
they're gonna take care of your plants.
Because I was like, "Oh, would you
water
your
this babies.
One? How much fertilizer do you give it?" So anyway, there you go.
That's where you're off to.
That's where I'm off to.
Rob
right
a
now.
Poor old man of his plants.
God, you've really taken people's cars off them this week, haven't you? Let me just borrow your car for 3 hours.
Well, speaking of that. Yes. You've in fact been borrowing our big boss, old big boss Steve's car, the big V8 Lexus.
Yeah.
And you've been taking that, like 4 days this week, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Every
it.
Day.
Every
almost.
Single day.
I've been buying plants. It's good to get on the Facebook page and buy plants at the moment.
Yesterday you said something, though, that absolutely shocked me. You said, that big boss Steve's car, the V8, it's too noisy, it's too loud, and V8s are just bad for the environment. They should be banned.
Look, I know it's controversial, and look, I don't pretend to have facts that back up my ludicrous statement.
That surprises me, because you're from Queensland, Jade.
Yeah.
Queensland and V8s go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do.
They're like wine and cheese. Well, they're the perfect.
My husband wasn't impressed when I said this either. He was shocked. He was mortified. He's like, "Don't you dare go on air tomorrow and say that." I was like, "Well, look, not everyone has to like V8s."
He was right because God, did we cop some hate online for this one?
Yes, we did. We did.
All right, 13:10:09. Are you with Jade and think V8s should be banned, or are you team Crevo and think that they're absolutely fine?
Okay, doing it after a Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer at New FM. Good morning. Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Showers about today are 19, the top on the coast, 19 in Maitland, and 13:10:09. Jade thinks V8s should be banned. Tell us what you think. Should they or shouldn't they?
Shut up and drive, drive, drive. Shut up and drive, drive, drive.
I mean, personally, I was pretty shocked. Thinking that you can't ban an engine type. Like, how ridiculous.
Look.
I mean, that yes, okay, if you think they're noisy, that's fine, but you can't ban them. Look, they're an iconic part of Australia.
Yeah. Look, I know this is an unpopular opinion. It's very controversial, and I'm getting a lot of hate for it online, but I just don't particularly like V8s being driven around because of the engine.
What are your issues with V8s, Jade? Let's go through them.
Oh, okay, look.
Like, sell your case to
sell
Newcastle.
Sell my case. Oh, God. All right. Ben, my husband's going to be mortified. Okay, I just don't like the loudness of the engine. It's more, I guess, in the city, because when I was driving the V8 this week, I was lending my boss's car, and I was thinking, why do people drive these? Because...
Don't you feel powerful, though?
The power's there. Don't get me wrong. So you take off at the lights. And it goes really quick, like the power surges.
That's the good
and
bit.
And the engine roars. And I'm just thinking, oh, I feel like everyone's turning their heads and looking at me in this engine. And then I get to the next set of lights and, like, all the other cars catch up with me anyway. So I'm like, what's the point? Having a V8 engine when you're just getting caught at every single traffic light with all the regular
It's the power,
cars.
Jade. Feeling that power is a good thing. It's a great piece of engineering.
Look, I know I'm going to get shot for this, but I just think that people just have something to prove driving a V8.
What like, are you saying?
Like, you know, like they're just a bit more built downstairs themselves, you know?
Like a big Johnson. Yeah. You think that people that drive V8s are trying to stroke their big Johnson.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
show off the size of the zucchini.
Well, let's take some calls. They're lining up. I think.
All right, here
let's
we go.
Let's get into it. Corey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey,
yeah,
Corey.
Good, Corey. Do you drive a V8?
I do.
Do you have a big Johnson? What are your thoughts? Do you think they should be banned? Obviously, you don't. Do you think Jade's like lost the plot?
No, it's like my V8's my toy. So if you plan on banning the V8, I'm banning the dildo.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right.
There you go. Thanks,
well,
Corey.
Ban for ban, I guess. That's one approach.
I don't know what he's talking about there.
Neither do I.
Jeff, good morning.
G'day, Mike. How are you going today?
Good, mate. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm better than Jade by the sound. She's a little bit deluded.
Yeah, look, I get told that a fair bit, Jeff.
That's right. What kind of V8 do you drive, Jeff?
I've got a Club Sport, which has got a 6.2-litre V8. And I've also got a Hilux, which is a 4-cylinder diesel, which is supposed to be really good diesel, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But we've been to Wagga in both cars and back again from Nelson Bay and everything. And my 6.2 litre uses half the fuel everywhere we go. So economy wise, it's a lot better for the environment than the diesels, which is supposed to be better. So.
Really?
He's a man coming with facts to the table, you know?
I've got both cars, both of you good on fuel, one's supposed to. But mind you, if you lay the boot into the V8, you'll see the fuel gauge move fairly quick.
He'll actually watch it move, yeah.
Yeah, if you actually drive it normally, like you would a normal car, it's fine. It's a lot cheaper for the V8 than the 4-cylinder.
Oh, so you're saying the V8s are better?
Like on fuel?
A lot cheaper on fuel.
See,
yeah.
That surprises me because.
I know it surprises everyone else too. And I've had two of these V8 cars, and both of them being the same, a lot cheaper to run fuel wise. Petrol, yeah, amazing.
Wow. Oh, okay, well, you're changing my opinion because you know I like to save a dollar, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
You've really tapped into Jade's psyche.
Christy, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey.
Doing good. What V8 are you driving?
I have a VE, Series 2 SE.
That's beautiful car.
Newcastle loves V8s.
That they do.
So what is it that you like about it, Christy?
To be honest, I like the whole thing. I like the power. You know, it's good in terms of traffic. You have the power to get up and go when you need to. You know, some people can have, you know, really loud ones, but I think it's more of a personal preference. I mean, if you keep it stock, you can have a car that is just as quiet as any other car. The only ones that are loud are ones that, like, people go and tune it and put big exhausts on it, and that's when they're, you know, shaking the windows when they drive past. It's not a V8 that does that. It's, you know, people's preferences.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, though, on those? Because that's really my main issue, though, the loud engines. It's like the same thing with people with motorbikes. You know, when they go down the street and they've put those extra exhausts on and they're so loud and ear-piercing. I know I sound like a grandma.
and then you tell the kids to get off the lawn as well.
Yeah, but I just particularly don't like it. It's just my personal opinion. Like, you can like what you like.
Yeah. Well, I personally, like, I'm a girl too. I love the V8. My V8 is, you know, pretty loud, but, you know, I had another one that was really quiet. I mean, I see a lot of older chicks on the road who have, like, you know, a big V8, but you can't even hear it when it takes off. It's just like a V6.
Do you know what, Christy? I think what Jade should have said in this segment, rather than annoying all of Newcastle asking if V8 should be banned, loud engines, Jade. Should loud engines be banned?
Loud music, too. And turn your stereo down.
I'm a killjoy, everyone. I apologise.
It's very clear. You're just an old woman in a 34-year-old woman's
it's
body.
It's true. Well, Christy, thank you so much. And Jeff and Corey for calling the show. Your opinions are much appreciated.
I don't know about Corey's, but...
Well, yeah, Corey.
Naughty,
shame
naughty,
on you. Shame
Corey.
On you.
It's a family
show.
He's
like, you ruin my fun, I'll ruin yours.
Jade, you went for a visit to the doctor recently.
Yeah. So, okay, guys. This is... It's taken me a while to get the courage to tell this story because I was so embarrassed and I got paranoid. I went through a mixture of emotions and I actually, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I got that paranoid that I had a disease that or an illness that I contacted an online doctor because I wanted to get the problem solved then and there. Turns out there is an app you can download called Prime Medic, and you can get consultations like through video phone. So,
Bulk build that one, Jade.
No, that's not a plug. This is just my personal experience.
It is bulk
experience.
Build, isn't it?
It's bulk build. And that was, you know, part of...
See, I've never heard of getting a video doctor consultation from home.
Either had I until I got this paranoid thing that I was sick and I needed help and... So I want to tell you about this app in a second.
Okay. 7:19, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
So as your cats say so, live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, Jade. Guys, I'm chatting about my video consultation with the doctor. So basically... Saturday morning a couple of weeks ago, I had to come into work. And when I woke up, I noticed that there was this weird sort of red mark on my face, but it was on either side of my face in the very similar high cheekbone area. I thought, how bizarre. Like, and I can get very paranoid, especially when it comes to if I'm sick, I just freak out. I think,
you
assume
the worst.
I really do. I'm like, what have I got? You know, this isn't good. And I was looking at him thinking, do I have ringworm on my face? It looks like a ringworm. I've got a fungi. What fungi is it?
Can I just say, the day before we had our photo shoot and Jade used out-of-date makeup.
Well, I think it was. But at the time, I wasn't thinking about the brand of makeup. I was thinking, oh, my God, what have I caught?
You've got ringworm.
I'm sick, you know.
Which I've never even heard of anyone ever having.
Really?
I've never met anyone who's had ringworm.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, anyway, it's actually...
of the 1800s.
Yeah, no, but ringworm actually isn't it's actually a fungi. It's not a worm. But anyway, I discovered this because I was Googling ringworm. I was looking at images online. I'm looking at my face. I'm taking photos. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've got it. And I wanted to go to the doctor immediately, but I had a six-hour shift. So, and I looked up my doctor. I couldn't get in till the Monday. So I
thought...
This
is on a weekend.
This is on a weekend, a Saturday morning. I'm at work at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, freaking out. So I've then Googled doctors online because I swear I've heard that you can get doctors that can do video consultations. And I found one, and then I was thinking, oh, no, is this legit? Maybe, you know, it's all a fraud. But then I saw that they bulked build. So I was thinking, oh, good, they can't take my money.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, I was thinking, they can't get my money. It's all safe. And it's a legitimate thing. So it was about 5:30 in the morning. I've gone on, I've put in my details, I put in my Medicare number, my address, all that. They take all that. Then they call you and they say, hey, we've got your consultation with the doctor in the next hour. Make sure your phone's on. They'll attempt to call you twice if they miss you.
That's
you
it.
Miss answering the call. So I was like, okay, no worries. Great, this is really efficient, no worries. So So they've called me. I'm in video consultation with the doctor. I'm trying
showing
to
your cheek.
Show him the cheek. I'm like, look,
like
can
a
you
bad
see
Zoom
it?
Zoom call.
Can you see the rash? Can you see? Is it ringworm? Have I got it? I don't know. And he's looking. He's like, look, I'm not sure. It could be, but you know, we should do a swab. So obviously, he sends me a referral to a pathology, which I can't do until the Monday anyway. But he goes, here's some medication in the meantime. Till we get the results.
Right.
So then what they'll do is they'll send...
I love that he prescribed you medication without knowing what it was.
Well, this is part of the word I want to put out there. So basically, he wasn't going to harm me, but he just thought, look, just in case, he reckons it might have been school sores. And this is a condition that, like... kids get, it's like we sort of get lesions on your face, like scabs. Because, and I worked that out because I started Googling what he'd prescribed to me. So then I'm Googling the medication and the uses that doctors prescribe it for.
Is this
for.
The never-ending story, by the way?
No, but this is the roller coaster of emotions,
yeah,
I was
I'm
on.
On it.
I've gone from ringworm to school lesions or school sores.
Paranoia
is at its max. I just felt like I was ill and I should be
on
my deathbed.
What happened, Jade? What happened?
So anyway, Monday comes around. I get my swab. I get the results like not till 2 days later. So in the meantime, I go to my original doctor. They say, no, look, you're fine. It's just an allergic reaction.
So you've been using medication
prescribed
by a doctor online.
Which I didn't have.
Which you didn't need.
Which I didn't need.
Could have put you in danger.
Yeah. But, you know, luckily it didn't.
Well, what happened?
Well, basically, I'm fine. My original doctor that I ended up getting in on the Tuesday said, look, I just had to put, I think it's cortisone. It's a cortisone cream when you have allergic reaction.
You just had an allergic reaction to the makeup.
To the out-of-date makeup. Yeah, I was a bit dramatic. I got a bit paranoid in life. But the lesson is
be careful.
Be careful and, you know, maybe just wait till you get the test results before you start taking medication that you don't need.
Vanity killed the radio star. News time next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Dua Lipa, new rules for your Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, of course, Tuesday on the show, we did our big special. The Novos and Novocastrians unite against panic buying. Of course, toilet paper running out right across the Hunter. Mm. Now, producer Jackson, I believe you've done a little call around this morning. What is it looking like out there? No, okay.
Oh, producer Jackson must be on the phone now.
Very good. Okay, well, our 13-10-09, we have received a whole heap of toilet paper here at the station. So if we're going to give it away, basically.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Anyone who's in need or whatever.
If you need some loo rolls, give us a ring right now, 13-10-09. What are your supplies looking like?
So
mine's okay. I just opened about a week ago, 24-pack. Yeah. I've got heaps. I'm doing okay.
I had about 4 or 5 left, and I was a little worried because with 3 people in the house at the moment, I was like, well, that could go quite quickly. I was able to easily get some, though, yesterday. So I feel like we might have done our job.
I think we've done our job, guys. I think we should pat ourselves on the back because I went to Marketown last night, heaps there.
Tons in stock. And it wasn't that long ago. I think it was like Monday. The photos were coming through left and right to New FM from right down in the lakes, you know, around Lake Macquarie and stuff. There was people running out at the bay and stuff. Mm. It was really an area-wide issue.
Well, we can't take all the credit because Newcastle did a good job getting on board and
relaxing, calming down, yeah, which was our message through the whole day.
That's right. Our news that didn't make the news up next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Halsey, currently 15 degrees on the coast, tops of 19 today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It's time for the news that didn't make the news.
The Novos on New FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
That's right. These are the stories that can't make the news because they're either, you know, too special, too big.
Well, they could make the news.
Not good enough.
They could make the news, but time constraints.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You always nail the news, Hamish, but sometimes stories need more elaboration than just a quick punchy headline.
And Hamish, being a discerning journalist, he makes sure that only the highest quality go in the normal news.
So this segment was born.
If I could have my way, this would constitute the news entirely.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. So, look. This is no surprise, I think, to people who know preppers or people who prep. People who watch post-apocalyptic zombie or disaster movies or TV shows have generally adapted better to the coronavirus pandemic than people who don't.
Of course they have.
Yeah. Of course. And it may seem a bit, you know, logical, but this Danish study, it was, they basically found people who exposed themselves to dramatic depictions of the collapse of global order, they actually have higher psychological resilience to actual disasters as well, too. So people who watch it, they basically unintentionally rehearse for catastrophic events.
See, and I would have almost thought it'd be the opposite, because I would have thought, like, oh, these people, they've built it up in their mind to be a certain way, but then it turns out different.
What's in an apocalyptic rehearsal? Like, what does that involve?
Well, like, I mean, you watch a few of these movies, like, what is it, 25 Days Later and those things, where you kind of get an idea about how to, you know, source food and water and stuff. Look, it's a little bit, and you know, take that bag around with you, the bug out bag and that sort of stuff. Interestingly enough, people who watch horror movies also do quite well. Comedies do well. I suppose it's a bit of a
humour, you know, dark humour.
But people who watch romance, no, sorry, you're all going to get eaten by the zombies, basically.
Well, that's unfortunate. See, I like Ricky Gervais in those comedies. I can't get enough of watching his stand-up on Netflix.
Mm. Dark humour.
Oh, yeah, funny.
And also, too, a US fragrance company has released a scent that is designed to replicate the smell of space. The story behind it is actually pretty interesting. It was developed by NASA to help astronauts basically prepare for a pretty unsettling experience. Most people think that space doesn't have a smell, but you know, when astronauts came back onto the space station and they took off their suits, they could actually smell space.
That's so cool.
And so, Ode to Space, that's what it's called. They spent the better part of a decade getting their hands on it. Their primary goal is to spark interest in STEM subjects for school kids. You know, schools can buy this bottle and they can, you know, and kids can smell space. Apparently, if you're interested, the smell of space, it's seared steak, raspberries and rum.
Wow.
So astronauts say it's like a sweet, metallic, pleasant smell, apparently.
So this is fascinating you bring this up, because on MasterChef the other day, Reynold, who's known for making these outrageous desserts, he made a dessert based on it.
Did he now?
Yeah, okay. So it was a rum-based cake that had a raspberry, like, coolie element to it. The seared steak he did sort of leave off, though.
Right, apparently.
So, good in a cake.
That's a shame.
Wonderful.
Because that's actually the most prevalent smell. Apparently, astronauts say it's the seared steak smell. Probably iron, I'd imagine.
Yes,
like the metallic nature of space. There you go.
There's a restaurant opportunity in that for some reason. Like steak and Reynolds dessert.
I mean, that sort of thing, to me, just makes you excited about engineering and science, because it's... knowing that we have smelled what's out there, it's like brings a very human thing to pick up something and smell it.
Yeah, it makes it more real. That's right.
Yeah, so how
amazing.
How good if it inspires some young kid to get into science?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Next, Elon Musk, maybe. There you go.
Perhaps. Thank you, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Real news minutes away here at New FM with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. It's 7:59. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
All right, calling all Karens. If you are someone called Karen, we want to hear from you. 131009, because there's been this meme for the last sort of 6 to 12 months. It's gained popularity where the name Karen has been associated with, like, an annoying person.
No, poor Karen.
It's the woman that asked to speak to the manager.
Yeah, that's right. Or is, you know, trying to get, a petition going.
Yeah.
That sort of vibe. What I want to know from 131009, are you a Karen who is not the stereotype, a nice lady who just isn't involved in that sort of thing? Or maybe it's someone you know. Maybe it's your mum and they're definitely not... what a mean Karen, they're a nice Karen.
Jade, is your real name Karen?
Because you do love a petition.
And you like to speak to the manager.
That is true.
Alternatively, if you're a Karen who does fit the stereotype and want to admit it, 131009 as well.
The lines are ringing hot.
Just as an example, right, in the last 3 months, these are some of the Daily Mail headlines who have latched onto this meme like crazy. Permit Karen calls the police on neighbours. Here's another one. Do you remember Boat Karen?
Yes.
Boat, bizarre moment that Boat Karen yelled at a guy who had the jet ski. They go on and on. So this is what we want to know. 131009, do you fit the Karen stereotype, or do you think it's absolutely wrong and you're a lovely Karen?
I love this. This is great. Doing it next after Lewis Capaldi. Hold me while you wait at 105.3 New FM for your feel-good Friday. Good morning. Lewis Capaldi, Hold Me While You Wait. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, 11 past 7, and we're all, 8 rather, we're calling all Karens.
Karen? You've definitely seen the Karen meme, but where did it come from? How did it get so popular? And who exactly is Karen?
That's right, we're after all Karens because there's been so many stories in regards to the Karen meme. Boat Karen, big famous one from the last couple of weeks. Then we've also had Permit Karen, who was trying to get her neighbours to get permits for all various things, including a small deck.
So basically, it stereotypes all Karens to be the annoying woman who likes to complain about everything. Yeah.
Exactly, like you said right before, Maddie, call the manager.
Can I speak to your superior, please?
That's the sort of vibe. But we want to bust this myth wide open. If you're a Karen who doesn't conform to those stereotypes, you're a nice person, and that's the sort of person we want to talk to. Or maybe you want to admit to being that Karen.
Shall we go to Karen?
Yeah, of course we should.
Hello.
Hey, Karen.
Karen, yes, hi.
Are you a Karen? Karen?
Yes, my name is Karen, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what are your thoughts on this whole situation? Obviously, Karens are getting a bad rap at the moment. How do you feel about it, Karen?
Look, I've got friends that keep tagging me in a lot of memes with this Karen stereotype. I don't know. I can't say that I fit the stereotype. I don't think I do.
Good.
So you've never had to send a meal back in a restaurant or...
Pardon?
You've never had to send a meal back in a restaurant or put a note.
I've worked in customer service before, so I know how it feels to be kind of on the other side. So no, I don't feel that. I don't think it's necessary.
We need to dig a little deeper here, Karen. Just a couple of questions for you. When is the last time you asked to speak to a manager?
Wow, I can't say I remember, to be honest. I don't think I ever have.
That's a big one.
Hey, you're busting this myth wide open here.
Karen, do you think you should change your name to...
Oh, that's why I say, just call me Kaz. I don't like when people call me Karen. I get a bit upset, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, how do you feel... Sorry, Kaz, how do you feel about loud parties next door?
No, I'd like to join, to be honest.
Oh, I love Kaz.
Yeah, oh, so do Kaz. I. Kaz, you're the best.
We're sorry you've been tarnished with the brush of a Karen.
That's partly why we've been, doing this morning, is to try and bust it open, if it is in fact a myth.
Thank you, Kaz. Appreciate your call.
Morning, Melissa.
Melissa's gone. Warm.
Melissa works with a Karen, apparently, so, you know.
I don't know if it's a real Karen, an actual Karen, or a Karen Karen.
Oh, look, guys, the mission was completed. We found a Karen that's not
that
a Karen.
That doesn't fit the stereotype.
So much so, she's renamed herself Kaz.
Kaz.
Just didn't want to be involved.
Aww. A Karen that likes loud parties and doesn't complain to a manager.
It's a miracle.
Maybe it's not her real name.
Well, we've got Jackson up next with What's the Goss? What's on the way?
An ex-employee's opened up about what it's like to work for the Kardashian app brand.
Oh, you'd love that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't like to be her. It sounds pretty crap. And also, too, Meghan Markle has dropped a bombshell about the royal family.
Ooh. Okay.
I
love it. We're doing it next with Jackson.
It's 8:15. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Can't you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
That's right. Producer Jackson has all the latest in celebrity news. What is happening?
So an ex-employee of the Kardashian brand has opened up about what it's like working for their app department.
Oh, and what have they said?
Okay, so they put a tweet out there. It's been retweeted 66,000 times. So basically she says it was the most horrible experience of her life. She spent a couple of years shopping for all her groceries at the dollar store, and she was chastised for doing freelance work on the side to try and make up the money that she was losing out on for working for the Kardashians.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she says that they subscribe to the sort of expectation of exploiting super eager, inexperienced and poorly paid employees, so they remain inexperienced and poorly paid.
Crazy. So if I remember rightly, Kim Kardashian made about $20 million in a single year, like one of the big earners from that app alone.
Yeah, she was one of the top earners in the app world when she was sort of doing it. They've since ceased all of their apps. But at the time of that, yeah, it doesn't sound like employees were being treated very fairly.
Does she run that company or is it Chris? Because I know Chris, like, runs a few different things as well for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know Kim Kardashian did have a lot of, like, involvement in it, though. She was, like, huge in Silicon Valley at that time.
Yeah, because she had crazy. That, it was Screen Shop, wasn't it? Which was, like, Shazam for fashion sort of thing as well. Yeah,
she also had an app where she could literally just go on there and live a cartoon version of her life.
That's right.
Make decisions for her.
That's pretty cool.
Did you, Jackson or Jade, I know you wouldn't have Crevo, but did you actually get the app at all?
No, but I'm living in the past. I only play Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
And, you know, Candy Crush.
I love the Kardashians, but I wasn't paying $7.99 a fortnight to read blogs from them that were written by these poor underpaid workers.
You were quick to assume I wouldn't have downloaded that app. Of course I wouldn't. You're exactly right to assume that.
Moving on to Meghan Markle now. Overnight, of course, she's taking the Associated Newspapers Limited to court because she's claiming there was a breach of privacy when she was pregnant. New documents, though, filed by her lawyer have shed a light on how she feels about the royal family. She says she felt unprotected by the institution during her pregnancy and she was not allowed to defend herself from negative press coverage, and I think she's a little bit salty.
Do you think...
Fair, though, when you can't... I think that's fair. If you're pregnant and you're getting attacked by the media, awful headlines, awful stories about you, and everyone's reading them thinking the worst, that you're this horrible, evil person, and you can't sit there and defend yourself, I don't think that's right.
Question, do you think because she was in a legal show, she's more confident to pursue lawsuits?
No.
Is it protocol that the royal family can't comment on press reports?
It is, yeah.
Yep. The sad thing about Meghan Markle was she was treated so differently to any other sort of royal because she was obviously, like, considered a woman of colour. So the headlines about her weren't just very demeaning and sexist. They were racist as well.
They were awful.
And the royal family really didn't stand up for her much at all.
And they should have.
Mm. I can see why they left.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know what? It's well within her right to defend herself now. She's left the institution, essentially. Mm-hmm. She can do what she wants. I think it's good.
Yep.
Living in a stuffy old house with grandma. No wonder they wanted to move.
Thank you, Jackson. News time next here at New FM. It's 8:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Good morning.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
Your feel-good Friday workday kicking off after 9 o'clock with Jackson, 105 commercial-free, kicking things off. What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, I got some older stuff from Harry Styles.
Yay! God, I haven't heard that for a while.
Underappreciated that song.
Yeah, his first solo track.
Very good.
Really great. Nice video one. For this one as well. The brothers that just absolutely rip into each other and hate each other.
Every Irish pub ever's go to.
Yeah. And every man in a guitar in a youth hostel.
Wonderful. It's on the way.
Very good. Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, more.
Hey, I like this song.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song.
A little bit of a treat putting that.
This will just pump you up to get on the briskies tonight.
Yeah.
Dry July. All you peeps out there doing that. Ignore Jade.
Yeah, yeah. Have a soda water instead.
Thank you, Jackson.
But guys, huge controversial thing happening at the moment. Should the borders to Victoria be closed? This is because the supermarket worker who tested positive to coronavirus here in New South Wales, he actually flew in from Bangladesh to Melbourne. He quarantined in Melbourne where he got tested positive for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently he did do his full time in quarantine. But once you start, you don't show symptoms for 3 days, they'll let you go.
Okay.
So then he's flown here into Sydney. He's gone and done a shift at Woolworths at Balmain. And it's now everyone there, there's 50 employees in isolation. They've had to try and let customers know who've gone to that shop, you know, to be careful. If you feel symptoms, stay at home. It's like, it's just all too much. So they're saying on 10:09, should the borders to Victoria be closed?
They absolutely should now. And I actually think there needs to be much stricter conditions on people who are arriving home from overseas hotspots.
Look, I agree with the arriving home thing. There should be strict conditions. You should have to test and everything. But I don't think it's time to close the borders to Victoria yet. They've locked down suburbs. That's cool.
Aren't you worried that it's going to spread to New South Wales?
I just think it's too drastic an action.
I really don't think so, because think about it. They might have closed down the suburbs. I get that. But once again, they're putting the economy first, health second. That's what I guess.
ScoMo's managed it pretty well so far. I don't know. I think they've got it right. But hey.
All right. We'll take new calls after this. Harry Styles, Adore You right now. 105.3 New FM. It's 8:37. Good morning. Harry Styles, Adore You at 105.3 New FM. 13:10:09 this morning. Should we be closing the borders to Victorian residents?
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Yeah.
This is huge, guys, because for those who don't know, a supermarket worker has tested positive to coronavirus after leaving hotel quarantine, sending 50 staff into isolation and putting customers on high alert. So this man works at Woolworths in Balmain, and he had spent 2 weeks quarantining in Victoria after returning from Bangladesh, which is a big hotspot for coronavirus over there, and then he's flown into New South Wales. So we're asking the question on 13:10:09, should borders to Victoria be closed?
I definitely think they should be, at least for a period of time. And I think we need to have a clearer set of rules when it comes to people returning from overseas, because we have done a great job with the community transmissions. They're next to nothing.
What would you like to see happen?
They need to stay in lockdown for longer. I mean, this guy obviously comes back from Bangladesh, 14 days, I'm assuming he was in lockdown.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Tested positive during lockdown. I think if you do test positive, it needs to be longer. It needs to be a month.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's reasonable.
It needs to be a month.
I'm all about that, like people returning from overseas. But I don't think it's time to close the Victorian borders. I think ScoMo's been doing a pretty good job at managing it, and he's been listening to the experts around him, obviously. The economy is hurting badly enough. Like, we can't be just shutting the borders, blanket rule. I get that they're closing, like, locking down certain suburbs where there's hotspots, and that's cool. Like, have the cops out, making sure everyone's just chilling out, staying at home, that's cool. But to be closing the whole border, that's just, it's too rash an action.
Yeah, well, there's nothing stopping the people in those postcodes in lockdown from sneaking out and then crossing the border.
Well, they do have, like, people surveying it. They're even going to be bringing out drones for surveillance and stuff.
We've done such a great job thus far of getting back on track. If an outbreak like this does happen, let's actually stop it before it gets worse. Let's not ruin the whole economy countrywide.
Well, on 13:10:09, should the borders to Victoria be closed? Good morning, Tiffany.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, so to what extent do you reckon, like, completely, and for how long?
Until they don't have the issue anymore, because it just takes one person to come across, and then we're going to be in the exact same position. My workplace only opened on the 1st of July. If it happens again, we'll be the first ones to shut.
Do you think it's fair that all the other, like, borders remain open to Western Australia and Queensland, and, like, they're the only ones? Because they're feeling like they're being victimised.
But they're the only ones with the issue.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't an argument about fairness, guys. This is a pandemic situation. Now, all it takes is for that one person that went to work at Woolies, and there are a whole other issues as to why he went to work. A lot of people I know are feeling really uneasy about the amount of leave they have, their financial situation. There are so many aspects why these people are feeling the need to have to go to work. I think this is a huge issue. So that opens up another can of worms. Mm. Do these people need more financial support from the government when they are
quite
in lockdown?
Possibly.
I think that's something to speak about. But, yeah, I think it's not an issue of fairness.
Thanks, Tiffany. All right, we're going to go to Jacinta. What are your thoughts on this? Should the borders to Victoria be closed?
Jacinta?
She's busy.
Is it Nicole?
Nicole. Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Do you think the borders should be shut to Victoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Close them all down.
Close them all down?
there. Like, Victoria, shut Victoria off completely from everyone else.
Nicole, tell me, how were you affected by the coronavirus, obviously, when it was in full swing here in New South Wales? Was your life affected in any major way?
Yeah, we didn't lose any work or anything, husband and I, but having the kids at home, I was working from home full time, had them at home. He was on shift work, so sleeping through the day, away through the day, I had to work, I had to get the kids organised for school. We didn't go anywhere. Hubby did all the shopping. It was just like we were going mental just from being inside. We got out for an hour a day and that was all to go for a walk.
Yeah.
And all it takes is for one person, like in New Zealand, that was allowed to go somewhere and they thought they'd go and visit friends on the way and it all starts again. Like, you know, for the few people that do the wrong thing, it's ruining it for everyone else that does the right thing. And if we don't stop it, then people, we're not going to get out of this and we're going to end up back in full lockdown again. So 100%. Just close them off.
And think about this, Shannon, of course, that one person who went to work, 50 plus more people could possibly have been exposed to COVID-19 in New South Wales.
What are your thoughts on this, Creebo? Because you're on the opposite side.
I mean, look, I totally agree that there needs to be more support for people who are like, you know, who are maybe need more sick leave, more government support, that sort of thing. And I think longer quarantine if anyone tests positive. But I think I still think shutting the border immediately based on that is a bit of a drastic action.
One more. Let's go to Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys. Look, I think we should definitely shut the borders just as a precaution. But it's not going to affect the economy at all because in every state there are microeconomies.
Yeah.
And they're self-sustainable. And we've seen that with the I guess reduction of travel interstate already.
Well said. That's a good point, actually. I didn't think of that.
But what about like towns like Albury, Wodonga, which are right on the border? That's going to split that town in half. Like, how do they operate?
It's already been split in half. That hasn't changed at all. I mean, it's.
But like, people wouldn't be able to go right, you know, across town even based on that.
I know in Queensland they've got border passes. So that could be something to look at as well.
Yeah, great point.
Okay, really? So maybe some exceptions there, because that, like, that sort of thing does concern me. I think there needs to be more, investigation done on it.
Well, I'm with you, Shannon. I think they should be closed as well. Do it now. Do it early. I know people say it's jumping the gun, but I disagree.
Exactly. 100%.
Just remember, guys, what happened last time and how you felt locked in your apartment or locked in your house, not being able to go to work or socialising with your friends and family. It's all horrible.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Well, that's the debate that's standing at the moment. The experts are dealing with it now, including our politicians and all the medical teams, so I'm sure they'll come up with the answer.
You're right.
Hopefully.
Next, though, Jade, earlier in the show, we had a bit of a debate around V8s after you made the proclamation that they should be...
It was a scandal.
They should be banned. We put this up on Facebook. Look, it wasn't super serious, but we got some absolute belters of comments. We're going to do a mean tweet-style little break next and talking about some of these crazy comments that we got on Facebook.
Are they crazy or logical? I don't know.
Well, you be the judge.
Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Maroon 5 on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. We're doing mean comments right now.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook.
I don't give a but to Instagram.
That's right. This is all because we put up a poll. Bit of fun. Jade was saying we should ban V8s because they're too noisy in her street.
Yeah.
And
Bit of fun.
Exactly right. But God, didn't some of the comments come through? Were very, very funny. So we thought, let's just read some of the meanest, some of the best, and just have a bit of fun with a bit of humility to wrap up the week.
Yeah.
We can take a criticism.
100%.
We do cop on.
I just loved how fired up people got over V8 engines.
Well, people do love them.
They do. They do.
Do you want to kick it off, Jay?
All right. I'll start it off. So David goes, ban the nanny state. Lock up the dictators.
Lock I missed them up. The top one.
Oh.
Who got sand in there? Woohoo.
Yeah. So Mark goes, who got sand in their lady parts? I'm like, I didn't go to the beach yesterday. I just didn't enjoy driving the V8, mate.
Great meme from Jason. Money can't buy you happiness, but then again, have you ever seen an unhappy person in a V8?
Yes, me, yesterday. But funny.
Jesse says, harden up. Anyone who says yes, I bet they also need a special place to calm down after words they didn't agree on were spoken.
Do you have a special place?
No, I don't. I don't.
A Zen sanctuary?
No.
Grant says, dumbest post of 2020. And followed by Brett, this has to be one of the dumbest posts on the internet.
Jeez, that's a big call.
It gets better. Cameron, dumbest poll I've ever seen. By a second-rate radio station.
Thanks, Cameron.
Thanks, Cameron. Thanks. Well, thanks for watching on our Facebook page anyway, I guess.
John, read this one, Crevo.
WTF. I don't know what that stands for. Wash your flaming mouth out, lol.
Is that Alf Stewart's alter ego?
I don't know. Too good.
And closing up, guys, Dave says, should stupid Facebook polls and posts be banned?
That's a question for another day.
You've upset the V8 lovers, Jay.
I'm sorry, guys.
Are you, though?
Everyone's allowed to have their opinion, and we welcome that on this show.
100%.
That's why we agreed to read out those comments.
Yes, indeed. That's us done for another week. What's on for the weekend, guys? You going over to Crevo's for lunch tomorrow? You invited yourself, Jade?
Jade was like, can I come? And I was like, Let me think about this for 30 seconds. And then you're like, Crevo invited me.
Well, actually, Ben's got the weekend off, so...
Oh, so Benny's going around too. Another extra mouths to feed.
No, well, but the thing is, I totally forgot about this. So I was chatting in the pickleball circles, because obviously pickleball's coming back as of next week.
Yeah.
To Maddie's delight, which I'm very excited about. But the thing is, it was at the start of the year, I was really training hard because I wanted to make the state team and play the Battle of the Borders matches. So they've told me that it's going ahead and they're going to have tryouts soon. So I need to get back on the courts
in
ASAP.
Aubrey Wodonga. So one Victoria's on one side, Isabel on the other.
So like a little net strung up along the border. You're actually hitting it over the net.
Yep. So I think I'm going to have to go to training tomorrow because I want to see if I can make this state team.
Ooh, very good.
Exciting stuff.
Okay, thank you guys. Great week. Justin, Feel Good Friday kicking off in minutes. What's on the way?
Yes, it is. The Biebs.
Yay! Awesome. I can't get enough of this song.
Oh, really?
I love it. I love him.
The Biebs,
I do.
What are you doing to Hailey Bieber in a shop? Are you pushing her down the stairs to get rid of her?
No, you know what? I just want to be her friend. Mm. Like, you know when you see a couple and you just, I don't know, you just love the couple? I don't want to be with Justin Bieber. I just like them together.
Would you, if Hailey Bieber said, I'll be your friend, but you have to ditch Maddie as your friend, would you do it?
No, I couldn't, because I'm loyal.
There you go, Maddie. You should be flattered by that.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't believe it. Killing Hardy as well.
Yeah, classic, like that 99. One. Yeah,
excellent.
Oh,
Gaga and Ari as well.
Yes, this playlist is all made for me.
It is, actually. Bit of Taylor Swift in there, Jade will be thrilled.
Jeez, you got in there with the big executives today, did you, Jade?
I'm just going to say yes.
Swayed the music, love it. It's your Feel Good Friday at 105.3 New FM. Thank you, Jackson.
Bye.
We'll catch you Monday.
See ya.
Bye. Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.